With us now today is Patty Anderson, and she's the housing supervisor for Catholic Charities for the Diocese of Covington. Patty, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much for giving us this opportunity to speak about the housing department.
Now, when we talk about housing in Catholic Charities, what do we mean?
Well, we offer several different types of services. We're a HUD-approved counseling agency. We work with individuals and families. And probably the best thing about us is all of our services in the housing department are offered free of charge.
And so, Patty, is part of your job helping people keep their houses as well as helping them to purchase a house?
We basically offer three different types. The first one would be home buyer education classes and or one-on-one pre-purchase counseling to get them ready to purchase a home. We also do foreclosure delinquency mortgage counseling for those who are having trouble making their mortgage payments. And we also do financial management counseling, budgeting.
Which of the three is the most busy for you right now?
Well, in the past, it has always been the foreclosure delinquency, but I will have to say that is letting up a little bit, which is good news. And we are trying to focus more on the home buyer education and the pre-purchase counseling.
Well, Patty, it is a difficult thing to try to purchase a house. I've seen the things that you have to go through and things you have to sign and talking about banks and mortgages and points, and my eyes just roll back in my head. And I think, really? Well, why is it so complicated is what I think. So how do you help somebody? Do you kind of teach them, as you said, how to budget and how much money they need to save and then how to go through the process?
That is correct. We offer a class once a month. As a matter of fact, we have one this Saturday, July the 13th, and it will start at 9 a.m. We use the Realizing the American Dream Manual, and it's by NeighborWorks America. And basically, we start out in that book, and the first chapter is, are you ready to buy a home? Then we go to managing your money, understanding credit, obtaining a mortgage loan, shopping for a home, and protecting your investment once you've purchased a home. So we cover the entire, all those different chapters in one day, and we actually educate everybody on how to go about purchasing a home. We even have some bankers that come in and talk to them about getting a loan, and we also have some realtors come in talking to them about helping them find a home. So it's a very educational day.
Well, yeah, the last part, especially of having realtors come in to teach them what they kind of look for, what they can kind of afford. Because, you know, with the big housing crisis in 2009, people were being sold houses they couldn't afford. And that's why many people lost their houses. And so having that kind of advice and also having bankers who can come in and help people honestly deal with this, I'm sure is a great service to them.
It really is. It is a great, great service. And I will have to say it's a long day. And sometimes the participants come in, they're like, it's going to be a long day. And I'm like, yes. But when they leave at the end of the day, they're all thrilled they came. It is really, it's very fulfilling for me to see them be that happy at the end of the day and to kind of understand the process.
Well, you know, part of our, whenever we're taking anything serious like this, it's the fear of the unknown. And by peeling the veil back and say, this is the bare bones and this is the basics, I'm sure that would alleviate at least some of their fears. So when they go and they talk to the banker, they'll at least know the language that they use.
That is correct. And sometimes we have participants in the class that are in different stages of the home buying process. And they can also share what they've been doing, what they've learned so far. So it is a very good experience.
Well, how do you assist the homeowners that have mortgage delinquency?
Okay, well, it is basically we do provide the foreclosure delinquency. And what we do, if they're just delinquent and we still have a chance, what we do is we contact the lender. And we then get a workout package. We actually send that and fax it for the borrower. And then we kind of work as an intermediary between the borrower and the lender to try to work out some option that'll suit both of them. Some of the options might include a loan modification, a repayment plan, or forbearance agreement. And that is if we can keep it. There are some instances, unfortunately, where they are not going to be able to keep the home due to, you know, severe cuts in income. A lot of different things happen. And in that case, we could also offer them probably work with the lender and do a short sale or a deed in lieu, which is still much better than a foreclosure.
Speaking with Patty Anderson, who's the housing supervisor for Catholic Charities in the Diocese of Covington. You know, Patty, do you when most people deal with lenders, are the lenders wanting to keep the people in the homes, or are they really pushing them to move out?
You know, every situation is different. For the most part, we do save most homes, and they do not have to leave them. It's very difficult to say. Sometimes the lenders are more cooperative than others. That's just, I think, the nature of the beast. But for the most part, they really do not want to take the home back. That costs them a lot of money as well. So they would really like to work it out if it's at all possible.
Yeah, I guess a lot of it depends on also where the home is. If it has a pretty quick resale value, they'd probably be eager to take it back. But, yeah, I mean, it's never good for a bank to have a house sitting there empty and falling apart when someone could be living there making the payments they need to keep the house.
Right. And the bank really isn't in the business of owning homes. They're in the business of making loans. So with that said, they usually want to work it out if possible.
Now, who can request help from the housing department at Catholic Charities?
Anyone can request help, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. That's where we offer the classes one Saturday each month, and they can just give us a call. The class is free. We do talk about a lot of down payment assistance as well. There are several different types available. The main one that the folks in our program use would be through the City of Covington and the Northern Kentucky Home Consortium. There are guidelines, income guidelines to qualify, but their gross annual household income has to be at or below 80% of the median income. And you must attend a home buyer education class, which is the one we provide. But this loan is $5,000 right now through the City of Covington and the other cities that are participating. And it is a loan, but there is no payments. It is actually forgiven after 5 years if you continue to make the house payments and you remain in the home.
So it's more like a grant if the person is able to carry it out, I guess.
It is basically, but it is still kind of considered a loan. But I do have a name they could contact if they want more information on that.
Okay, who is it?
That would be John Hammonds at the City of Covington. And his phone number would be 859-292-2105.
Well, thank you, Patty Anderson, for that. Again, Patty is a housing supervisor of Catholic Charities for the Diocese of Covington. Patty, are many people surprised that Catholic Charities does help people buy houses?
Yes, and like I said, I don't know that we actually help them buy the house, but we do provide the counseling they need to purchase that home. And we do that, like I said, we're a HUD agency, so we do it for everyone, anyone that's interested. May call us, get an individual appointment, or come to an educational class.
Now, where are the classes held at?
They are held right here at the Catholic Charities building, 3629 Church Street, Covington, Kentucky, 41015. We are in Latonia.
Now, do you sometimes see the people who have gone through the process and come back and shown you their new home and told you the stories about beginning that new life?
We do. We do check back with them usually after about 12 months just to see if they purchased a home and it is very fun to hear the stories they have to tell us. They're usually all very excited.
I'm sure they give you a lot of pictures, huh?
Yes, yes, very nice.
Well, Patty Anderson for Catholic Charities and the Diocese of Cumming, thank you for being with us today. And if people want to get more information about this, where can they go on the Catholic Charities website?
They can visit our website at www.covingtonchartities.org.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Patty. I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you very much, and you do the same. And thank you for the privilege of getting to talk about our program.